Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Beis, and we have four lines from the top of Daf Nun Beis Amir Aleph Amir Av Nosen. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rifol Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, and Aryeh Eliezer Ben Malka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus. V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf's being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Shimon ben Zev, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So, yesterday, at the end of the daf, before the raid, we began a new Mishnah, which discussed the specific route that the Kohen Gadol took when he walked victorious into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara brought a braisa with additional opinions, and what emerged as a subplot of the sugya is that there was a machloikis tanoim. What exactly separated the kodesh from the kodesh hakodashim during the second Beis Hamikdash? So, in the Mishkan, the pasuk says very, very clearly that separating the kodesh, which is where the mizbeach, the menorah, and the shulchan was, from the kodesh hakodashim, which is where the Aron was, which was the place that the Kohen Gadol was only allowed to walk in one time a year, was a pereches. So there was a pereches, a curtain, that separated these two places. Even though the levels of Kedusha were so different between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but at the same time, the Mechitza was almost a very insignificant Mechitza. It was separated simply by a pereches. During the first Beis HaMikdash, the Boinei HaMikdash, Alpi Nevuah, built a wall. The wall was an amethic. It was known as the Amatraxin. It was very, very tall because the Beis HaMikdash itself was very tall. And it was that wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, you can't walk through a wall. So obviously there was a door. That door was covered not by a physical door, but rather by a pereches. But during the Mishkan, the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was separated by a pereches. During the first Beis HaMikdash, it was separated by a wall that was an amethik known as the Amatraxin. The question is, what about the second Beis HaMikdash? And that was already a machloikis. In the Mishnah and in the Gemara, we saw that there was a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that during the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no wall. There wasn't one pereches, but rather there were two pereches. So the Amma, that was the space of where the wall was during Bayis Rishon, say the Chachamim, was sectioned off during Bayis Sheni. There was a pereches on one edge of the Amma, and there was another pereches on the other edge of the Amma. Rabbi Yossi argued, and Rabbi Yossi said there was only one pereches. Now, where was that pereches relative to that Amatraxin? So that the Rishonim talk about. But we're going to focus primarily on the Shita of the Chachamim. So again, the Chachamim Shita is that during the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no one pereches like there was in the Mishkan. You didn't have a wall that was an amethik like there was during Bayis Rishon. Rather, there were two pereches. There was an amma of distance between the two pereches. And really, those two pereches were in the location of where the Amatraxin once was. As if to say, that Amma that was once a wall was suddenly sectioned off, and it was that area that was blocked off by the two pereches. Up to Gemara. I'm Rab Nosson. Rab Nosson said, Amatraxin, lo yechriya bo yichachomim ikil lefnim ikil lechutz. That Amma with a wall, the Amatraxin once stood, the Chachomim couldn't figure out whether that Amma is part of Lefnin, meaning it's part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Kelechutz, it's part of the Kodesh, it's part of the Hechamaskel, the Rabbino. So Rabbino asked the Kasha, my timer, what's the reason? I don't understand. Meaning, what was the Suffolk of the Chacham? Was the Suffolk the following? And the Gemara is going to make a very elementary cheshbon. The Pasuk says, in Melachim Aleph, which is describing Shloim HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, V'abayis HaShobon HaMelech Shloim HaShem, Shishim Amma Arkoi, V'esrim Rachboy, Ushloishim Amma Koy Masai. So the bias, which means the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim together, were 60 Amas long. Okay, Viksiv, and the Pasuk says, Varbon Ba Amma Hoya Habayas Hua Hechel Lifnoi. The Hechel itself was 40 of those 60 Amas. Viksiv, and there's another Pasuk that says, Velifnei HaDevir, Esrim Amma Oirech, Ve Esrim Amma Roichev. Meaning, the Pasuk says, the Esrim Amakoy Masai. That the other side of the Devir is the wall, that was the Amatraxin that we had during the first Beis HaMikdash, was 20 Amas. So again, all the Gemara just did was is lay out the basic definitions, the basic dimensions of the first Beis HaMikdash. So the entire bias, meaning Heichal plus Kodesh HaKadoshim was 60 Amas. The Heichal portion was 40 Amas. The Kodesh HaKadoshim portion was 20 Amas. These are psukim, there's no suffix about this. Okay, said the Gemara, maybe the suffix was V'loyadinan Amatraxa. So where was this wall? It's one Amma. Imihani Esrim, was it from the 20? Vimahani Arbam, or was it from the 40? Meaning, the Gemara said that, what was the suffix? The Chachamim didn't know the nature of that Amma. And because there was no wall during the second Beis HaMikdash, they had to figure out what to do with it. If it's part of the Heichal, they'd include it with the Heichal. If it's part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would include it as part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But lo yichriyo by Chachamim, Rav Nosson said. Chachamim didn't know. So Ravina was trying to understand Pashup Pshat and what Rav Nosson was saying. Meaning, ma lo yichriyo by Chachamim. What was it that the Chachamim didn't understand? Did they not understand if the Amma was from the 40 or if was from the 20? Said Ravina, it can't be. Because v'duma lo mihani yasif lo mihani arba. Because maybe it wasn't from the 20 and wasn't from the 40. Who said it was from the 20 or from the 40? Maybe it was an additional Amma. Meaning, maybe it was a 61st Amma. V'chalola k'chashiv k'chasolam lo k'chashiv. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, v'habayis ha-shabon ha-melech shloimi la-shem shishim Amma. It sounds like it was only 60. If the Amma is not included, so then it's 61, because you have to tack on now the thickness of that one Amma. But says the Gemara, maybe it's 60 in terms of ear space. If you want to know thickness of walls, so maybe it's going to be more than 60. And the Gemara says that this question isn't just a dilma, or perhaps, Teida, I'll prove it to you. Because the truth is, you find in a Mishnah that when the Tana of the Mishnah described the dimensions of the bias, he actually described the wall separate from the chalal of the bais. How we learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Masechtes Midos, which discusses the Midos of the Beis HaMikdash. Heichol me'al me'al. The heichol was 100 amas by 100 amas. Brum me'al. It was 100 amas to kaisel the wall of the ulam. Meaning, the Mishnah is about to break down the 100 amas of the Heichal. So the Heichal means the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadosh. And you have to always know what the exact precise definition of words are when you learn these types of sugyas. So in this Mishnah, the word Heichal is going to mean everything. Usually the word Heichal is the not the Ulam, and it's not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the room that's in between, which is where the Mizbeach, the Menorah, and the Shulchan is. But in this Mishnah, Heichal means everything. So the Heichal is 100 Amos. What's the Cheshvin of 100 Amos long? That's what we're focusing on. So starting from the Ulam, that's the Proizdar, the entranceway that got you into the Heichal. So the Kaisel of the Ulam, the wall of the Ulam Chamech, was 5 Amos thick. V'ha Ulam, the Ulam itself, Achas Esrei, was 11 Amos. Kaisel of Heichal, the wall of the Heichal was 6 Amos. V'arkay Arba Amo, the land was 40 Amos. The Amatraxin, then there was an Amo of Traxin, that's another Amo. V'chav Amo Beis Kachi HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim was another 20 Amos. Kaisel of Heichal, the back wall of the Heichal was Shesh, 6 Amos. Vahata, that's the area that was behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was also Shesh, 6 Amos. Vakaisel Hata, and there was a wall behind that area, which was behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was Chamesh. Now, if you do the math, you add up all the numbers that we just got, it comes to exactly 100. Now, what do we want from here? You see one thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned the 40 Amos of the Heichal, the 20 Amos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Amatraxin as being separate. That means when you add the 40 plus the 20 plus the Amma, you don't have 60, you have 61. So Frank Ravina, what does it mean when we say lo yichriyo by Chacham? What, Chachamim weren't sure if the Amma tracks and belonged to the Heichal or if it belonged to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Vidilma, and it's even more than Vidilma, it's a Teda. It's not just maybe. I have a raya from a Mishnah that it was actually a separate Amma. So he had the 40, plus he had the 20, plus he had the 1. So what was the suffix of the Chacham? They couldn't have been mesupik whether it was part of the 40 or part of the 20, because it was actually none of the above. Choice C. It had nothing to do with the 40, and nothing to do with the 20. It was a separate Amma. So what was the suffix? The Gemara says very simple. Ella, you have to say Kedushase. The suffix was regarding the Kedusha of that Amma. Ikilifnim, ikilichutz. Meaning, they didn't have a suffix of whether it was part of the 40, part of the 20. They knew it was none of the above. They knew there was the 40 of the Heichal, then there was an Amma with a wall went, and then there was the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what's the definition of the Kedusha of that Amma? That was the suffix. Does it have Kedushas HaHeichal? It's adjacent to the Heichal. Or does it have Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's adjacent to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And because they didn't know, what they did was they blocked off the area. And just from a practical standpoint, why would they have blocked off the area? Because if it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, you don't want it on the Heichal side. And if it's Heichal, then you don't want it on the Kodesh HaKadoshim side. Because there's certain avoidas on Yom Kippur that had to be done dafka in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, such as the Keteris. So what would be if that Amma wasn't blocked off, and then the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would be makta the Keteris there, would be possible. Because you're not bringing the Keteris where you were supposed to have brought it. So it's for that reason, because lo yechriu by chachamim, not if it's from the 40 for the 20, they knew it was none of the above. They knew it was a separate Amma. But the Kedusha of that Amma, does it have Kedusha's Heichel, or does it have Kedusha's Kodesh HaKadoshim? According to the chachamim, they had no choice, so they just blocked off the whole area. This Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, boy, Yosef ish hutzol. Yosef, who was a landsman from Hutzel. Hutzel is a place that's often mentioned in Shas. He had the following Ibaya. So there's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that again describes Shloimeh HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. Specifically the wall, the devir. Devir means a wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it says, Udvir b'toich ha-payis, mipnima heichin, l'sitein sham esaroim b'ris Hashem. So from a high level, what the pasuk is saying is, Udvir b'toich ha-payis, there was a wall that was inside the bayis that separated the 40 from the 20, mipnima heichin, l'sitein sham esaroim b'ris Hashem. And on the other side of the wall, meaning the inner side of the wall, on the Kodesh HaKadoshim side of the wall, there was an Aron Bris Hashem. That's where the Aron was. But Yosef Ish Hutzel was learning the Pasuk, Pasha being Mava Sedra Malachim Aleph, and he didn't know how to read the exact Pasuk. Udvir B'toich HaPayis Mipnima Heichem L'Sitein Shomas Aron Bris Hashem. That's the Pasuk. So Ibayalu, Heichi Kamakro. Udvir B'toich HaPayis Mipnima Heichem L'Sitein Shom is the way you read the Pasuk, quote, Udvir B'toich HaPayis, there was a wall. Mipnima, the inside of the wall, meaning the other side of the wall, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Heichel L'Sitein Shamas HaRoim B'Ris Hashem, which would suggest that it's only the other side of the wall that is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, you tell me, he had another tzad. Hachi comment, maybe this is what the Pasuk means. U'dvir b'toich ha-bayis mipanima. The dvir, the wall itself, was mipanima, was halachically, like the area that was inside of the wall, meaning the wall itself had a din of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So two ways that you could read the Pasuk. Udvir b'teich habayis, there was a wall, mipanima, the other side of the wall was Kodesh HaKadoshim, which would suggest that the wall itself was not Kodesh HaKadoshim, or no. Udvir b'teich habayis mipanima, the wall itself was considered mipanima, had a din of Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Safik, and it's for that reason the Chacham didn't know what to do, so they just blocked off the area with two parochas. But the Gemara says, well, Misafkele, is this true? Yosef Ish Hutzel had this Safik? He wasn't sure how to read this Pasuk in Malachim Aleph. It can't be. Because Vatanya we learned in a Brisa, and this next Gemara is a classic. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda said, Chamish Mikrois Batayra Einlam Hecher. There's five Psukim in the Torah, She'einlam Hecher, that if you read the Pasuk, Pasha, you go through it, it's very hard to know exactly how you're supposed to read the Pasuk. Now, these five Psukim, which we'll get to in a second, are Se'es, Mishukadim, Machar, Arur, Veka. Okay, so there's five Psukim that Isi ben Yehuda said. These five words are references to the five Psukim where we don't know exactly what they mean. So what's the problem if Isi ben Yehuda said that? Here's the punchline. Because for time we learned in Hebrew, so who Yosef Ish Hutzel? Yosef Ish Hutzel had many names. He's also Yosef Abavli, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gur Aryeh, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalala, Umashmoy, clearly none of these were his real name. His real name was Isi ben Akiva Shemoy. The problem is that one of Isi ben Yehuda's names was Yosef Ish Hutzel. It's the same person. See, Yosef Ish Hutzel said, there's five psukim in the Torah, Shein Lam Hecha. There's five psukim in the Torah that push from reading the pasuk, you don't know what it is. If that's true, that only five psukim, we don't know what they are. How could Yosef Ish Hutzel have had a suffix, had to read this pasuk in Malachim Aleph? And we're suggesting two different ways to read the pasuk, as if to say Yosef Ish Hutzel didn't know how to read the pasuk. Yosef Ish Hutzel himself said there's five psukim, Shein Lamechra, not six, only five. So we have a stira. Now what's the stira? One is Isi ben Yehuda and one is Yosef Ish Hutzel. That'd be true if Isi ben Yehuda and Yosef Ish Hutzel just had one name. But it turns out that the same person, they had seven names, and as a result, it's a stira, Yosef Ish Hutzel onto Yosef Ish Hutzel, or Isi ben Yehuda onto Isi ben Yehuda. So the Gemara says that you have to say, b'dayrei seleko b'dinavi. You have to say that the chamish mikroyes she'en lo'em hechra, that Isi ben Yehuda was referring to, were five psukim in the Torah, in the chamishei chumshei Torah, as opposed to this other question of Yosef Kesef Eshutzel. That's a pasuk in Melachon Aleph. There's a distinction between a pasuk in the Torah versus a pasuk in Nevi'im. So the five in the Torah, the one is in Nevi'im. Faith to come up with the right select. Is that true? There's no other in the Torah itself. For Iknabai Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the following question. Vayishlach es Nari b'nei Yisrael. Vayalu oilois. Now skip the word kvasim for a second, because that's not really part of the pasuk. And then it says, Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim par. So the pasuk says, Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael. This is by Maimon Har Sinai, when the Yidden, in addition to other things, brought karbonois. Vayalu oilois. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim lashem. You have to insert parim. Now, Rav Chizda wasn't sure how to read the pasuk. Do you read the pasuk, Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael? Vayalu oilois vayizbechu zvachim shlomim lashem parim. The oilois and the shlomim were all parim. They were all cows. Meaning the only animal that's mentioned in this pasuk are parim. Now the pasuk also mentions oilois and zvachim. So it sounds a little bit like the oilois and the zvachim, which are shlomim, they were both parim. Right? That's how you read the pasuk. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael. Vayalu oilois vayizbechu zvachim shlomim lashem. What was the animal? Parim. They were parim. Or maybe you know, because an oilois is usually not a par. So an oilo is usually a keves, specifically if the oilo is that the pasuk is referring to, or maybe the oilos that were brought every day, as in the carbon tamin, but the oilos were usually a keves. So maybe the way you read the pasuk is, Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu oilos, insert the word kvasim. Of course, you don't insert the word, but commentary, Teresh Valpeh, that what they brought was kvasim. And then, Vayizbuch Slav and Hashem, parim. So Rav Chizda had a real shiloh. What were the oilos that were brought by Har Sinai? Were they parim? It's a little mashman away from the pasuk. Or maybe the way you read the pasuk is, Vayalu oilos, exhale. And then afterwards, Vayizbuch Slav and Hashem, parim. But the oilos were what the oilos are usually, which is kvasim. That was the shiloh. But what you see, there's another pasuk in the Torah that's none of the five that Isi ben Yehuda mentioned that we didn't explain yet. Se'eis, Mishukadim, Macha, Aravakam has nothing to do with those five. So the Gemara says you have to say the Rav Chizda, Masafkul, Isi ben Yehuda, Pshita, like this is already not a kasha. What do you want from Isi ben Yehuda? Rav Chizda didn't know how to read that pasuk. Apparently, Isi ben Yehuda did. The original question that here, Yosef Ish Hutzel has a suffix of the wall, the Amatraxin, how to read the pasuk regarding the Dvir. Isi ben Yehuda said there's only five Mikroi Shein Lamecha. That was a kasha because Yosef Ish Hutzel and Isi ben Yehuda are the same person. These are aliases. But that's the same person. So if it's the same person, you have a kasha. Oh, Daf Mizogan Ateret. The Teretz is, this is Psukim in the Torah, and this is a Pasuk in Navi, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. As opposed to Bayer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda is a different Amayra. And because Rav Chizda is a different Amayra, Rav Chizda was allowed to have a suffix about something that Isi ben Yehuda, who's also Yosef Eshutzel, who's also Yosef Abavli, who's also Isi ben Guriarye, who's also Isi ben Gamliel, who's also Isi ben Mahalal, who's also Isi ben Akiva. He didn't have that suffix. That's not a kasha. Can't ask a kasha from one amayra to another amayra. So what are these five words that we just went through really quickly? This chamish mikrois batayra, she'en lam hechra. There's five words or five psukim in the Torah, she'en lam hechra. Se'es, mishukadin, machar, arer v'kam. So Rashi explains it very, very briefly. We'll go through each one. Se'es is a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. So after Cain killed Hevel, so Hashem told Cain, the avera that you did is very, very big. As a result, you need tremendous kapara. And one of the psukim that describe Cain's avera is, Hashem's talking to Cain and says, Haloi imtetiv se'es, ve'imloi setiv la'pesachatis roivetz. And Isi ben Yehuda had a suffix, had to define the word se'es. Yatut stadim. Se'es could be a lashon of slicha, or it could be a lashon of nesias avoy. Zizek Rashi. Slicha means forgiveness. Nisiyas Avoy means just the opposite. You're going to have to carry that there. So how do you read the pasuk? Haloyim Tetiv says, if you're going to do tshuva, says, you'll get kapara. Vimloy Tetiv, and if not, la pesach atas roivetz. Or does the pasuk mean just the opposite? Haloyim Tetiv, kamo, says, vimloy Tetiv. You're going to have to carry the avera if you don't do the right thing. That's something that Isi ben Yehuda wasn't sure about, and that's what se'es means. What's mishukadim? So that's in Parashas Truma that describes the menorah. And the pasuk says, uba menorah bo gevim, there were four bechers on the menorah. Mishukadim, there were pictures of almonds on them. Kafteireh, the knepin, upirachen, the blimen, right? So that pasuk is describing the menorah. And it says the menorah was mishukadim. And again, Isi ben Yehuda wasn't sure what mishukadim is referring to. Uba menorah ba gviyah mishukadim. Mishukadim is going back on the gviyah. Or uba menorah arba gviyah. breathe. Mishukadim kaftoireh uprochel. The kaftoirim and the prochim, they were mishukadim. That's mishukadim that Issa ben Yehuda Pasha wasn't sure how to read. Machar. That's another pasuk. That's in Parshas Beshalach, the end of Parshas Beshalach, where the Torah talks about the war that the Yidden fought against Amalek, and the pasuk says, "Vayemir Moshe Yeshua." Moshe told Yeshua, "Bechar lanu anoshim, go find the choicest people. V'tzehi lochim b'Amalek, fight against Amalek. Machar anoichim nitzav al reisha. Give it tomorrow. I'm going to stand on the top of the mountain. U'matei olikim b'yodi. I'm going to have the matei olikim. I'm going to daven." Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands. Right. So that's the pasuk in the end of Parshas Beshalach, and Isi ben Yehuda wasn't sure where the word macher goes. Vayomer Moshe al Yeshua b'char lanu anoshim, v'tzehi lochim b'amalek macher. Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, go fight. Is that what he meant to say? Tzehi lochim b'amalek macher, or maybe vayomer Moshe al Yeshua b'char lanu anoshim v'tzehi lochim b'amalek. You go fight now. Macher anoichin nitzev al reish hagiva. As if to say, today you're on your own. Tomorrow I'm going to go to Al-Reish HaGiva, and tomorrow I'm going to help you up. Where does the Macher go? Macher start fighting, we'll start fighting right away. Macher, I'm going to get involved. The fourth pasuk was Orer. The pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, this is by the Birchas Yaakov. So Shimon Velevi Achim. And then the pasuk says, Ba'apam Horgu Ish, Ubertsoinam Ikru Shar, Orer Apam Ki Oz, the Evrosam Kinkashasa. So Yaakov Avinu spoke very sharply to Shimon and Levi by the Birchas Yaakov. And he said, Orer apam ki oz, ve'evrasam ki kashasa. But Isi ben Yehuda wasn't really sure how to read this pasuk. He had two tzadim. Ubertsoinam ikru shar. Orer apam ki oz. Is it ubertsoinam ikru shar orer? And then apam ki oz ve'evrasam? Or was it ubertsoinam ikru shar? Exhale, or rapam kiyos. Ubitzainim ikru shar oror would mean that he was telling Shimon and Levi, you destroyed the shar of an oror. Oror would be referring to Shechem, because Shechem came from Canaan, and oror Canaan, ayin b'mefarshim. But the point is, ubitzainim ikru shar oror, that's the way you read it, or ubitzainim ikru shar, and then oror rapam, because of what you did, your af, your chema, your kas is oror. And that's why Yaakov is speaking very sharply to Shimon and Levi. And finally, v'kam. V'kam is a pasuk in Parshas V'zayis HaBrach, at the very, very end of the Torah. You're going to pass away and return to your Avisecha. V'kam ha'om hazeh, v'zona achri elihei necher ha'aretz. So again, Isi ben Yehuda had two mahalchim how to read this pasuk. It's the way you read the pasuk, hincha shoychev im Avisecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to pass away. After you pass away, v'kam ha'om hazeh, the nation's going to get up. V'zon achri elihei necher ha'aretz, and they're going to be oved avodah zarah. Or maybe, hincha shoychev im Avisecha, but v'kam. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to pass away, but v'kam, you're going to come back. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. But the point is, again, is v'kam referring to Moshe Rabbeinu after he's v'shachat, he himself will be v'kam? Or Moshe Rabbeinu is hincha shoyche v'mavisecha? We're not talking about Tchias HaMesim in this pasuk. We know Tchias HaMesim. It's one of the 13 animamims. There's many remazim to it in the Torah, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Chayil. This is not one of them. This is something completely different. Hincha shoyche v'mavisecha. V'kam ha'om hazeh v'zoneh achrei ha'elei nechar ha'aretz. Either way, these were the five psukim that Isi ben Yehuda said, Ein lahem hechra, and that's what he was referring to. Chizda had another one in Navi Yosef Eshutzel, who's Isi ben Yehuda, also had another one. But these are what are sometimes quoted as the Chamesh Mikrois She'ein lahem hechra. It's these five words within these five psukim that we just went through. The Ritva and other Rishonim are bothered with a very obvious question. It's in the Gay of Pshat, so we can't wait for the raid bite. That, by the way, very obvious question. If you go through the psukim, specifically with the trup, l'chura, the nigin, should be a dead giveaway as to exactly where all these psukim are supposed to be. So just for example, the first pasuk that we mentioned was se'es. That's in Parashas Bereishis. Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, lama chara lach, v'lama naflu panecha. Haloi, in teitiv se'es, v'imloi seitiv, lapesa chatas roivetz. Now, if you look at the trup, haloi imtetiv se'ez, right? What was Isi ben Yehuda's suffix? Where does se'ez go? Is it haloi imtetiv se'ez, or is it se'ez ve'imloi se'etiv la'pesach atas roivet? So, the Freiter Ritva, the trup on the words imtetiv se'ez, I'm not a balkaira, but tetiv is pashto, and se'ez is katoin. It's a pashto katoin. Haloi imtetiv se'ez. Haloi intative says, as if to say, pause. And then ve'imloi sative la pesach atas revit. So just look at the trap. It's clear that se'es is going back on tative. Tative is a good thing, which means se'es means mechila. So l'chura, what's the shayla? Parshas Vayechi was Arur. And Arur is really shver. The pasuk says, "Besoidem al tov shimev levi yachin klei chamas mecheru seim." Besoidem al tov inafshi bekolam al teichat kvoidi ki ba'apem hargu ish ubritzaynim ikru shah. You know what the trop is under the word shah? Soif pasuk, meaning it's not even the same pasuk. The next word, the first word of the following pasuk is Arur apem kiyas. Isi ben Yehuda wasn't sure if Arur is referring to ikru shah Arur or Arur apem kiyas. It's a new pasuk. And from a trop perspective, there's a soif pasuk underneath ikru shar. So of course, Arur is not referring back to the previous pasuk. There's no question in the world that it's referring to the next pasuk. Machar. Vayomer Moshe Yeshua b'chan lanu anashim v'tzei ilachim ba'amalik machar. Right, so the question was like this. Is v'tzei ilachim ba'amalik machar, tomorrow go fight Amalek? Or machar anoichi nitzav al reish hageva, tomorrow I'm going to go to the top of the mountain. Freight through 12, look at the trap. Vayomer Moshe Yeshua b'chan lanu anashim v'tzei ilachim ba'amalik asnachto. Machar is a revi, machar, right? It's going right there now. Anoichi nitzav al reish hageva, umat yelikim b'yadis. So of course machar is going right there. It's not going backwards. In fact, the only one, if you go through all the trap, where from the trup itself there seems to be a suffix, is Mishu Katan. Because that pasik is in Parashas Truma, Uba Menoira Arba Givian, Uba Menoira Arba Givian, Mishu Katan is a Pashto Katai, Mishu Katan. It's one word. And then Kaftareu Prochel. So that's already unclear. Uba Menoira Arba Givian Asnachta, Mishu Katan is on an island to itself. And then we finish the pasik, Kaftareu Prochel. So Mishu Katan is the only one where the pasuk itself and the nigun itself doesn't seem to give us clarity as to where it works. But other than that, just look at the trop. Now, you'll tell me, what's the trop? The trop? Mechatesi. Maybe that's just the nigun that we do to make the laning sound dramatic and to give it a little bit of time, a little bit of flavor. But that's a very big mistake, because it's a Gemara in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Kimel Amid Aleph. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Nechemiah. It says, Vayikru Basefer B'Toyres O'Alekim Mefoyrosh V'Soyim Secha. This is going back to the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. This is going back to the times of the Nevi'im. And the pasuk says that they were able to read Mefoirish V'soim Seichel. So what do all these things mean? Vayavinu b'mikra, vayikor b'sevetar, zelkim z'mikra. Mefoirish z'targum. V'soim Seichel, elu apsukim. Vayavinu b'mikra, elu piskei taimim. It's referring to the piskei taimim. Zok teheligir Rashi, ha-neginois Korean taimim. It's referring to the trop. The trop has a mesoira. The trop goes back to the Nevi'im. So if that's the case, they had trop. So look at the trop and be machriya based on the trop. So the Ritva says that enachinami, it's true. Isi ben Yehuda never meant that the Zasafik had to read this pasuk. He never said that there were two tzadim. All Isi ben Yehuda meant to say was that ordinarily you don't have to come onto the trop to understand Parshat Pshat and the pasuk. These are five psukim in the Torah where you would have to come on to trop. But from the pasuk itself, there'd be no insight as to how to read the pasuk. Ordinarily there is. These are five examples that not. But enachinami, don't take this memra out of context. Chomish mikrois einlan hechra, as if Chazal didn't know how to read this pasuk. It's not true. They had a mesorah how to read it. They had a mesorah based on the piskei ta'amim, which Rashi says means the neginois. They had a mesorah based on the trop. And once you know the trop, you know how to read this pasuk. All he was saying was is that without the trop, you wouldn't have it. This is an anomaly. Usually you don't have to come on to the trop to know how to read a pasuk. But this chomish mikrois she'elam hechra, this five psukim that without the trop, you wouldn't really know how to learn. But the Marsha, right here on our Gemara, brings from the Paneach Raza, and the truth is that there's a tshuva from the Beis Yosef. So we have tshuvas from the Beis Yosef that are known as Shailas Tshuvas Afkes Ruchel. Yosef, Shailas Tshuvas Beis Yosef. But Shailas Tshuvas Afkes Ruchel, and in Simen Dalet, at the end of a tshuva, the Beis Yosef discuss this idea of Chomish Mekroi She'elam Hechra, and it seems the Shoya was very bothered, and he asked the Beis Yosef, this Kasha, the Ritva's Kasha, he says, why do you look in the trap? Said the Beis Yosef, Ainzu Kushya, I don't understand the question. Who said that we have a starke Messiah on the trap? Maybe Isi ben Yehuda wasn't confident enough in the Messiah of the trap, and it's for that reason It's for that reason he said Chamish Mikra Yishein L'Mecher. Meaning we're assuming that the Trump is 1,000% the way we think it is. He says it's very possible. He says the Gemara says a kedushin daf lamed anan loy bekiinah bechseiros v'yaseiros. So no, if loy bekiinah bechseiros v'yaseiros, who says we have to be bekiin in the Trump? It's chseiros v'yaseiros, and it's for that reason. Now the truth is on that Gemara kedushin daf lamed anan loy bekiin bechseiros v'yaseiros. We have read bites on this. Shagasari famously says that maybe this is the hisnatzlos. For why, even though there's a mitzvah in the Torah to write a Sefer Torah, could be it's not noyig b'zman hazeh. Because could be the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah is if you get it 100% right. And if you mess up with chseiros v'yaseiros, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And being that the Gemara says, anan loy bekiyam b'chseiros v'yaseiros, it could be there's no mitzvah. And the Michas Chinuch, we've spoken about this over the years. How could you say that we don't know different words, chas v'shalom? And when we say anan loy bekiyam b'chseiros v'yaseiros, it just means a chseiros v'yaseiros where it has no impact on poshut understanding the definition of what's going on. Like, Aharon. Do you spell Aharon Aleph Hey Reish Endanon or Aleph Hey Reish Vav Endanon, which you find? But the point is that it's only going to be negay of things that have, and it could be if you write a Sefer Torah and you're missing in Chseiros V'Yaseiros that have no impact on the Pshat. Well, Derech Nigla, anyways. So if that's the case, then it could be it's not going to be an issue. So you have to know how it shtells suit to this Beis Yosef. But the bottom line is we have two Mahalchim had to answer this Kash. Chumash Mikrois Eilam Hechra. Open up the Chumash. Lane it, be mavesedra, like we always say, up with the trump. And if you do that, it's going to be clear what exactly is going on. The Ritva said, Enochinami. Enochinami, Yisrael Ben Yehuda knew that. But at the same time, he meant without the niggun. Then you would have no way. Sometimes you need the niggun to give you the pshat. The Beis Yosef says, Enochinami, if we knew that we had a clear Messiah on the niggun, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Abahagufa, just like the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Ananloi Bikiino Bechseris Vyaseris, it could be we weren't 100% Baki in this as well. Zokta Mishnah Vayit. Again, continuing to resume the Seder of the Avodah and then immediately digressing, which has been the theme. Hachitzoino, Haisa proof of Midah. So going according to the Chacham that there was not one Paroiches, but there were two Paroiches in Bayesheri that sectioned off the area of Amitraxin. After learning Gaman Aleph, you have a better understanding of it. Because Chazal, they knew where the Amma was. That wasn't the question. It wasn't from the 40, it wasn't from the 20. It was a standalone Amma. They just didn't know the definition of its Kedusha. Did it have Kedushas Kodesh? Or did it have Kedushas Kodesh HaKedoshim? So the Chitzoyna, this is the outer Paroiches. This is the one that's closer to the Heichel. The first one that Kohen Gadol had to enter. Right, he's going to enter the first Paroiches. Then you have that lane, that's an Amma. And then he's going to enter the second Paroiches to get into the Kodesh HaKedoshim. So the first entrance we said was on Darim. We saw this in yesterday's Daf. So he's a proof of Minad Darim, meaning it's a paroiches, it's a curtain. So think of when you go by Hibin Saya Arin, you go Psichas, and you have to move the curtain. So it was moved a little bit, but in the northern corner. Upinimis Minat Zafin, and the inner one was moved to the Zafin, because the entrance from the Heichel to the area between the two paroiches was from Darim, and the entrance from the area between the two paroiches to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was from Zafin. Halach B'nayim, he would walk along that lane, going from Darim to Tzafin, Achimagil Tzafin, Gil Tzafin, he came to Tzafin, Hoichban of the Dar. So now he's going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He starts to go towards the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to face Darim. Mahalich the Smoiloyim Aparoiches, the Paroiches was to his left, the Arim Kodesh was to his right. Achimagil Arim, until he got to the Arim. Gil Arim, when he got to the Arim, now it's time to bring the Ktairis. He took the pan that had the burning coals on it, he placed them down between the badim. Then he put the keteris on top of the gecholim. We'll see a lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. And the entire room, the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim got filled with smoke. Yatza, as soon as that happened, he left. When he came to Beis Knesasai, which Rashi says was the Heichel, we'll see more about that as well. He said a tefillah. The Beis Hachitzoin, in the Beis Hachitzoin, it was a tefillah ketzara. It wasn't a long tefillah. Because, let's be honest, everybody was very worried. Is the Kohen Gadol going to make it out alive? This was a very daunting task. And as a result, everybody's sitting with bated breath. What's going to be with the Kohen Gadol? This is not a time for a long Shemayna Esrei, right? So Shaloi Lahavis as Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol would say a short tefillah, and then he would leave. Zok de Gemara. B'mayoskin. So again, the Gemara is going to pick up on a very agav point. I mean, it's not agav, it's in the Mishnah, but not the actual avodah, but something that seems to emerge derech agav from the Mishnah. That is, so the Mishnah said he walked between the two paroiches, he came to the Arin, Bein Habadim, he put down the Machta. And the Gemara, in light of a lot of the rest of the story that we've been learning throughout Masechtas Yuma, even going back to Masechtas Shkolim, asks the obvious question, and that is, which Beis HaMikdash are we referring to? If we're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall, there was an avitraxon. So when he was walking this parochus, that parochus, between the two parochus, there was no parochus during Mikdash Rishon. Elba Mikdash Sheni. Maybe what it's referring to is the second Beis HaMikdash. We have an Aron. There was no Aron during the second Beis HaMikdash. But tiny Mishnikdash Aron, Nikdash Zimri, Tzin Tzin Tzin. When the Aron was hidden, we'll see a lot more about that in the coming Daphin. Gemara's going to go through it again. We saw it in the Yerushalmi not long ago in Masech Tishkol. But now we're going to get the Bavli version of it, some Geshmaki Gemara's coming. But when the Aron was hidden by Yoshio HaMelech, he hid with it the Tzintzenes HaMon, the jug of the Mon, Utzloiches Shemen HaMishcha, additionally the jug that had the Shemen HaMishcha in it, Umakle Shal HaHaron, the stick of HaHaron, Ushkedeo Procheo, with the almonds and the Belimen that were on it, V'Argish HaShigru Plishtin Doyer Le'lekei Yisrael, and the box of gold and jewels that the Plishtim sent to Elikei Yisrael. Now, what's that all about? So the Gemara says, parenthetically, Ukli Azov Asher Hashivoisim Loi Asham Toshimu V'Argus Mitzidoi Ushlach Nemoisei V'Holach. Regardless, the context of it is that the Plishtim had once captured the Aram in war, and then a lot of bad things started happening, and they realized it's not such a good idea. So they sent the Aram back, and it went back al Derech Nes, and they sent with it an Argiz, a chest full of treasures, and the Chachamim took those treasures and they put it together with the Aron. And when the Aron was hidden, everything that was with it, all these different things that were there, got hidden with it. One of them was the Argus Sheshir Guplishin. So it's going to be Gonzai. Who hid it? Yeshio Gonzai. Yeshio was the one that hid it. Ma Rosh Gonzai. Why did he hide it? Rosh, because we saw the Pasuk said, he knew that the Yidin were going to end up in Golas. And he felt Gullah is starting to play out during his lifetime. So it's for that reason, Amad V'Gonzai, he went ahead and he hit it. Shenema, how do you know that Yoshio HaMelech hit it? V'yomil l'mevim, ha-mevinim l'chol Yisrael, ha-ktoishim l'ashem, t'nuas orin ha-kodesh, ba-bayis ha-shabon ha-shloim ben David, melech Yisrael, in lochem masa ba-kosef, av-ata ivdu ha-shem l'keichem, v'es-am Yisrael. What we want from here is one thing. Yoshio HaMelech is telling the Olam, the Levim, he says, go put the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where was it? It wasn't the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why do you have to tell them to put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Oh, must be. What he meant to tell them was not put it there. It was there anyways. What he was telling them was that he should hide it there. Okay, so this is all parenthetical. So the Gemara is saying that Yeshua HaMelech hid the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he told the Levim, put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was there already. So obviously what he meant to say was, he meant to say hide it. Okay, how do you know all these other things were with it? Because Vam Rabbalaz said, Asya Shama Shama. We have a Gzeira Shavan Shama Shama. It says by the Aron Asha Ivar B'cha Shama. And it says by the Mon, the same Shama Meloy Ha'omer. So we have a Gzeira Shava between the Aron and the Mon. Additionally, the Asya Doiris Doiris. We have a Gzeira Shava between the Mon and the Shemen HaMishcha. Doiris Doiris. The Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres. It says by the Mon Mishmeres. And it says by Maklish Alaharim Mishmeres. So we know that all these things were hidden together. But we brought this all in Derech Agav. The focus over here is that what Beis HaMikdash, what Kuf is this Mishnah referring to? The Mishnah is describing the two paroiches, and the Mishnah describes the Aron. Two paroiches is by Yesheni. Aron would have to be by Yisrishi, because Yoshio HaMelech hid the Aron together with everything else, like we just said. So, Freit to Gemara, B'mayoskinon, this is a very long-winded question. But the question is, B'mayoskinon, if we mean by Yesheni, that's why there were two paroiches, then what's the Aron? And if we are talking about the Aron, means it's bias Rishon, then there's no paroiches. So the Gemara says, Lo'olam HaMikdash Sheni, really talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, hence the two paroiches, Umayhi Gil Aron. What did the Mishnah mean when it says that the Kohen Gadol got to the Aron? Makam Aron, where the Aron once was. They knew where the Aron was, Evan Shasir. They knew where the Aron once was, which is also coming up. And that's where he brought the Ketores. Baktani, Freit the Gemara. But the Mishnah said, Nosan Es HaMachta Lebein Shnei Habadim. It says that he placed the machna between the two badim. It doesn't sound like it's the makam Aron. It sounds like there were physically two badim. Eim kabein shnei badim. Not literally between the two badim, but in the area that where there once were badim that would be the equivalent thereof to the bein shnei badim. The bottom line is this Mishnah, like most of the Mishnayos and Shas, are describing the second Beis HaMikdash. That's why there's two paroiches. What does it mean? He placed it between the two bottom of the Aron. They knew where it once was, and that's where the avodah of the Ketores of Lefnai v'Lefnim was done on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't physically Bein Habadim. It was just in that place where the Bein Habadim once was exhale. So as it relates to Raid, the today's daf, we'll discuss something that was mentioned very, very agav, However, it's something that relates to some of the ray that we've been talking about lately. So in a sense, it is Yuma related, and it's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa'inyin. And that is, we just mentioned a braisa. Mishenignas Aron, when the Aron was hidden, and the Gemara said that who hid the Aron? Yoshiyahu HaMelech. There's other versions of what might have happened coming up in the coming dafin. But for now, Mishenignas Aron, Nignas Imoit Sansenes Haman, Utsloiches Shemen HaMishcha, Umakloi Shalaharon Ushkeideu Precha, V'Argish Neshigru Plishtim Doiroin Leilike Yisrael. So one of the things that were hidden together with the Aron was the Tzantzene Sama. So what exactly was the Tzantzene Sama? The Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, which is the Parshas Haman, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Hadova Asher Tziva Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. Meanwhile, I'm about to tell you. Meloi Ha'omer Mimenu. You should take a Meloi Ha'omer, a shir of an Omer of Mon, L'mishmeres L'doirei Seichen. Something that you should keep, the Yidden should have with them for all future generations. L'man Yiru Es Halechem Asher Hachalti Eschem in Mitzrayim. It's like this, the Yidden will see the bread that I fed them when they were in Mitzrayim. B'itzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So this is a mitzvah in the Torah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that Meloi Ha'omer Mimenu L'Mishmeres L'Doirei Seichem. The Yidden always have to have with them a Tzantzenes Haman. They have to have a little bit of mon. Why? L'man Yiru Es Alechem Asher Achalti Eschem B'Mitzrayim. So like this, Yidden of future generations will be able to not only know that there was once mon, but Ein Adam Yiril Shmiya. L'man Yiru Es Alechem. Like this, they'll actually be able to pay him in Moshe Laharon. So Moshe told the Haron, this is the implementation of this mitzvah. Kach tzintzenes achas, take a tzintzenes. Rashi says, a tzintzenes, Rashi in Chumash, tzloiches shel cheres. So this is a jug that's made of earthenware. V'sen shama meloya oimer man, put a meloya oimer of man, v'hanach oisei lefnei Hashem, place it lefnei Hashem, l'mishmeres l'dayraseich. Lefnei Hashem means the aroin, and it's for this reason that as long as the Yidden had an aroin, they had it Tzantzenes Haman. Now, the truth is, the Mefarshim struggle a little bit to understand why is it that when Yoshiyahu HaMelech hid the Aron, he hid the Tzantzenes Haman. Bishloim of the Aron, he had a cheshbon. He knew it was going to go in Galus, and therefore, there's going to be no Aron. But the Tzantzenes Haman, at first glance, is an independent mitzvah. Vayoyimer Moshe, Zeh HaDov HaShetziva Hashem. Meloya Oimer Mimenu, L'mishmeres L'dayrei Seichem. It sounds like this had to be L'dayrei Seichem. What gave Yoshiyahu HaMelech a right to hide the Tzantzenes Haman, which would mean that Yidden for every generation post Churban Bayis Rishon would violate this mitzvah in the Torah of Meloya Oimer Mimedo, the Mishmeres L'Doirei Seichem. Now, we're knowing this, we don't have Mon, so what are we supposed to do? But at the same time, what gave Yoshiyahu HaMelech in real time the right to go ahead and hide it? So the Mefarshim say that you have to say that being that the Pasuk says that where was the Tzantzenes Haman supposed to be? Vanach Oisoi Lefnei Hashem. It's mashma that the Vahanach Oysa Lefnei Hashem was ma'akev in the mitzvah of the Mishmeres L'Doirei Seichem. So once there's no Lefnei Hashem, because the definition of Lefnei Hashem was the Aron, also if there's no Aron, the Melel is no Tzantzenes Haman. But either way, that's this mitzvah of Kach Tzantzenes Achas V'sen Shama Meloya Oymer Mon. It comes up in different places in Shas, and it's really based on two psukim in the Torah. It's tucked away at the very, very end of the Parshas Saman. It's Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tezayin, incidentally, Vayikra Tezayin is the Avodah Yom Kippur, Shmois Tezayin is the Parashas Haman, but it's Pasuk Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel respectively. The Rogach of a Goyen, in his Sefer on Chumash, in Parashas Beshalach, in Tzofnas Paneach, asked the Bambakash. So the Yidden had a mitzvah to keep the Tzantzenes Haman L'Doirei Seichem. Great, the Rogach of a Goyen. There's a Pasuk in the beginning of the Parashas Haman. Vayoyimre Moshe Aleh. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he introduced the parsha of the month of the Yidden, he told him, "Ish al yoiser mimenu advoiker." You have to make sure that you don't leave over any month until the next day. Meaning, any month that you're going to have, you have to make sure you're going to eat. So, ask the Rabbi Chava Goyen, how could that have been a mitzvah of Zeh Hadova Shetiva Hashem Eloi Yoimer Mimenu Lemishmeres L'Doirei Seichem Kach Tzintzenes Haman V'Sen Shama Eloi Yoimer What happened to the loisaseh of ishal yoisem imenu adboy? So the truth is, you could start clearing. Maybe it's an asay doicha loisaseh. You have the asay of kach tzintzenes haman, which is doicha the loisaseh of al yoisem imenu adboy. Or even better, This is not just Tasei Deichaloi Sasei. This is Mitzvasei Bekach Shani. The Torah said, this is what you're supposed to do. This is like Yibum, which involves an Eish Esach, which, although Asei is not Deichaloi Sasei Sheyesh Bekaris, so really the Asei of Yibum doesn't have the ability to be Deichal to Isser Eish Esach, but the Torah said that there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, Yuvav and Yavoy Aleh. So, if it's Mitzvasei Bekach, this is the way it's going to be. But this was the Rogach of a Goyin's Kasha. He asked the Kasha, how could there have been a Mitzvah of Kach and Senes Amon? What happened to the Isner of Ish al Yoiser Mimenu Ad Boiker? So the Rogach of a Goyin said, two terutzen. We'll get to one of them in a minute, but before that, just one Ha'ara. And that is, the Gemara, Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamid Chesam and Aleph, says that the last day that the Mon fell for the Yidden was Ayin Adar. So the man fell in the schus of Moshe, and it fell as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. But the last year that the Yidden were in the Midbar, on Zayin Adar, that was Yom Ptirasei Shal Moshe, on that day the man stopped falling. The Gemara brings a brisa, several brises that discuss this, one excerpt from one brisa. B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, u'pasach man milere. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the man stopped falling. V'hayu mistapkim mimon shebeklein, but the Yidden retained the man, and they ate the man at Shisha Asa b'Nisan until the 16th day of Nisan. So I saw that the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, not the Rogach of a Goyen, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai, in Shailah Sechuvitz Eretz Tzvi, this is in Chelek Beis. So Shailah Sechuvitz Eretz Tzvi Chelek Beis, in addition to having many Tshuvas, there's also Chedushim from the Kozhuk Lava Goyen on different Mesechtes and Shas. A lot of the Chedushim are Mesechtes Beya. So this is a Mesechtes Beya, and Daf Beis Amid Beis, it's Ois Tes. So Tois over there has his famous discussion whether the man fell on Yontif, it didn't fall on Yontif. Hachana. So it's in that sugi and beya, that beis, the Rog Freik, the Kashuk Lava Goyen, he says, I don't understand. How could the Yidden have had the man from Zayin Adar until Te Zayin Nisan? L'chayru, there was an Isser of Ayoysim Imenu Ad Boiker. So if there was an Isser of Ayoysim Imenu Ad Boiker, how is this something that was okay? So he said a Charifos. He said that he heard that the Sfasemes, these are all the Polish Goyenim, he said he heard that the Sfasemes cleared the Chakira. The Torah says, Al Yoisim Imenu Ad Boiker, that if somebody had the man, he wasn't allowed to leave the man overnight. What about the man that fell on Erev Shabbos? The man that fell on Friday. See, the man that fell on Friday was supposed to be left over until the next day. It was Lechem Mishnah. So you were supposed to eat man on Friday, and then the other man was supposed to be eaten on Shabbos. That's why we take Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, as a zeicha to the fact that two portions of man fell on Friday. One was for Friday, and the second one was for Shabbos Kodesh, which meant that inevitably you were going to be leaving over. So the Sfasem is Kler Chakiro. He wanted to know the man that fell on Erev Shabbos, being that anyways, it was okay, it was built into the system, that you were going to leave it over to the next day. So maybe there was no iser of Al Yoisim Imenu Ad Baiko, or maybe no. You were allowed to leave it over until the next day. Aber Lamaisa, more than that, not. Because there's a concept, there's a spirit of the law of Al Yoisim Imenu Ad Baiko. That was the Chakira that this Fasem is clear. So said the Kashuk Lava Goyin, half of a fellow, Veruyin Advarim Lamisham. The Rosh says in Perek Arvi Psoch, we spoke about this many times, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos Kodesh. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, and the Rosh has a whole kasha. How was he able to write 13 Sifrei Torah if he passed away on Shabbos? Vashpas Kumis, the Ramam Ipano, the Chuvas Chassam Soifer Chelik Vav, Vatvarim Matik, and many raid bites on this. But the Rosh says the Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta when? On Shabbos. So he says in Cheshvin, if the month stopped falling on Zayin Adar, when's the last day that the month really fell? He said it fell on Erev Shabbos. The last month was on Friday. It's like this Vasemis is sad. That man that falls on Friday, there's no Issa Noiser. There's no Yoisin Imenu Ad Boiker. That's Gavaldik. That man, there was no Noiser. So that man, they were allowed to keep until Tezayin Nisan. It's Miyushiv. That's what the Kashuk Lava Goyen said. So I think a Pashut Tetzush Tel is. Like the Svasem is sad. That man that fell on Friday, there's no Issa Noiser. So it's Pashut. Could be this man that the Yidden had, Kaches and Senes Haman. You don't have to come on to Asei Dechaloy Saseh. You don't have to say Mitzvasoi Bekach. The Rogach of a Goyen wasn't happy with that. He didn't like the fact that if the man had a mitzius of Al Yoisem Imenu Ad Boiker, why would there be a mitzvah to have man that's puzzle, man that's nicer? So say, could be. They took the man that fell on Friday. The man that fell on Friday was obviously different in the Pnimius Inyan, because that was allowed to be kept until the next day. There was no Isser nicer. There was no Al Yoisem Imenu Ad Boiker. Well, that was the Tzantzana Sama. Could be Pasha. But the Rogach of a Goyen said something else. He said a Dover Nifla. He said, we know the Gemara says in many places, Mokim ha'aroin eina min amida. The Mokim of the Aron took up no space. It's the Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yud, that if you make the cheshbonos of the dimensions of the Aron and of the Mishkan, It turns out there would be no way for anyone to... It took up no space. What does that mean? The Kodesh HaKadoshim was such a holy place that it was a makom that defied the laws of physics. We're learning Masechtas Yuma now. We have a better appreciation for that. Even a malach wasn't allowed to come into the Ayol Moed. It was a place of the ultimate Lefnei Hashem. It was the place of the ultimate Einoid Milvadoi. This is Viroisi Akasrikel. This is the place of the most intense measure of Ashrayus Hashchina that's possible in this Gashmias Digger world. The Gemara says in such a place there's no physics. There's no Tfachim, there's no Amis, there's no centimeters. It doesn't make sense. Makom Ma'aron Einam Min Amida, said the Ragach of a Goyin, just like Makom Ma'aron Einam Min Amida, the Makom of the Aron wasn't Mugbul by Zman, the Makom of the Aron wasn't Mugbul by Zman either. There was no Zman in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it defies science. So said the Ragach of a Goyin, what's the Kasha? It says in the Torah, Al Yoyse Mimenu Ad Boiker, you're not allowed to keep them on until tomorrow? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's no tomorrow. There's no Zman. Zman is relative, as a wise man once said. And time is relative, right? So as a result, it's a part of science. But the Eibishter is l'mayla min Asman. And Ruchnius is l'mayla min Asman. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim was l'mayla min Asman. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no Zman. So it's true, al yoysem imenu ad boiker. That's in a physical world with this today and tomorrow and this night and this day. So in such a world, Al Yosem Imenu Ad Boiker. But said the Ragach of a guy, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Einam Min Amida, it was also L'mayla Min Azman. And because it was L'mayla Min Azman, there's no Boiker. And if there's no Boiker, so said the Ragach of a guy, in the middle there was no Issa Noisa. That's what he said. So I was thinking maybe to be Moisef one Nakuda. The very beginning of the Masechta, and we've referenced this a few times, we mentioned the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that everybody has it wrong. We think that Aharon HaKohen was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim one day a year. The only day he was allowed to come was on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the one day that Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Vilna Gaon said, it's Nishtra. Really, Aharon HaKohen was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. As long as he did the Seid Avoid on Yom Kippur. Meaning, what allowed Aharon to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't the date on the calendar, it wasn't Yud Tishrei, but rather it was the Avoid that he did. If he did the Avoid on Yom Kippur, Aharon was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted to. So what was unique about Yom Kippur? What was unique about Yom Kippur, said the Vilna Gaon, was that Aharon had to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. On that day, he had to do the Avodah, and as a result, he was a Mukhrak. He had to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But really, any time Aharon HaKohen wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could. Like the Pasuk says. As long as he did the Seid Avodah on Yom Kippur. And we mentioned that the Chayadam and his Chachmas Adam in the back wrote a Kuntres where he brought a whole bunch of different rayas to this Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. That Aharon HaKohen was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. Now, the truth is, there's a discussion whether it was only Aharon. What about other Kehanim Gedolim? Pashtus, it was only Aharon. But this is something that's discussed. But just one machshava, and that is, if the Kodesh HaKadoshim is l'maylam in Azman, like the Ragach of a Goyin said, and that's why there was no Issa Noisra on the Mon in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because Al Yoisim Yemenu Ad Boiker implies is a today and tomorrow. So what's the problem? I'm going to bring the Mon in today, and I'm going to leave it in until tomorrow. There's no tomorrow in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim is l'maylam in Azman. If the Kodesh HaKadoshim is l'maylam in Azman, that means there's no Yud Tishrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's Yud Tishrei? It's a day on the calendar. It's a Zman Geroma. There's no Zman in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zman is Bereishis, Bara Lekim, HaKadosh Baruch created Bereishis. Right? There's a concept that we have time. But in the spiritual world, Ki Elef Shonim Be'enecha is Kiyoy Mesmo. Time, we even understand scientifically today, is relative. It's not real. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Mokim, that's L'mailam and Azman, there's no Zman. There's no tomorrow, and there's no Yud Tishrei. So what does it mean that the only time Aharon was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on Yom Kippur, was on Yud Tishrei? When you walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there is no Yud Tishrei. So how could Yud Tishrei be the Kaveya? Bal Karchach, the Kaveya was the Avodah that Aharon was doing. Could be that's a deeper understanding of this chiddush of the Goyim. If the koyveya was that if there's a musig of zman, so you can tell me the koyveya is this zman. But in the kodesh hakadoshim there was no zman, and because there was no zman in the kodesh hakadoshim, bal korchach, what determined Aharon HaKohen being able to enter the kodesh hakadoshim had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with the zman, but rather it had to. So you'll ask me, why was it only Aharon? That's a good kasha. Could be this mitzius of the Kodesh HaKadoshim being so lemailim in Azman was only true by the Mishkan. There were different levels of Shechina between the Mishkan and Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But that's a whole other rabbi. That's a whole other shmooze. But the point is, just a little bit to be manchish this chiddush, it could be if the mokim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was lemailim in Azman. So there is no Yud Tishrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If there's no Yud Tishrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bal Korchach, the heter to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, can't be Zman. Because no such thing that you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the calendar it says, there is no calendar there. There's no clock in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Val Sinidok can't Zman in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And because there's no Zman, so it can't be the Koyveya of avoiding Kodesh HaKadoshim is man. So what's the koyveya of avoid and the kodesh hakadoshim? B'zoyis yavei harol hakodesh, the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. Just to end, and that is, so in that shtickle, the Rogach of a Gaon adds one piece. This is in Sofnes Paneach, on the Pasuk of Tzantzenes Amon, in Parshas Beshalach. So again, Kedarkoi shala Sofnes Paneach, which is very, very bekitzer, but says the Rogach of a Gaon, that why was it that the Eibishto wanted the man to be in the kodesh hakadoshim? He says, because the man represents the parnasa of Klal Yisrael. Man is parnasa. That's what parnasa is. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Beis Amin Aleph, Shloish Gimel Mafteichos Leinim Sru B'Yad Shliach. There are three Mafteichos that weren't given over to a Shliach. One of the Mafteichos is the Mafteich of Gesham, which the Gemara clarifies is really the Mafteich of Parnasa. That's the Gemara. So we know the Mafteich of Parnasa was never given over to a Shliach. So it said the Rogach of a Goyin, the man, which was the semel of the parnasa of the Yid, the man which was the semel of the parnasa of the Yid, was placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the remez medavar is, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where v'chol adam la'yir ba'il mayed. And v'chol adam means not only a person, even a malach, wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to show that the parnasa from a Yid is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's le'nim sur b'yad shliach, and that's why the man, which was representative of the parnasa of the Yid, was dafke in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the truth is, this idea that the man is representative of the parnasa of a Yid is something we all know. So we've been talking about the Keteris, and we mentioned the school of the Chassam Sofer of God love one, which is related to the man, Gimel Dalet, Tuesday and Wednesday, but there's also the Parshas Amon. I mean, this is really where it begins. And the truth is, Parshas Amon, the school of Rav Mendel Merimonov, etc., etc. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that Toiv Loimar Parshas Akeda u Parshas Amon v'aseres adibrois u Parshas Oilu Mincha v'shlomen v'chatas v'asham. So it's good to say the parish of the Akeda, the parish of the Mon, the Aseres Adibris, and to say Korbanos. This is an Erechaim Simen Aleph Sif Kotten. It's the fifth Sif Kotten in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brura has a longer arichos. First of all, the Mishnah Brura says, and this is a very important caveat, and that is Ve'in Dai Ba'amir. It's not enough to simply say it. Elishi is Boinein Mashu Oimer. A person has to think about what it is he's saying. So then he goes on and he explains what you should think about when you say the Akeda, what you should think about when you say the Mon. So as it relates to the Mon, so what are you supposed to think about? Uparshis Hamon. Kidei Sheyamin, you should think and believe. Shekom is a noisav bon bashkocha protis. Everything that a person has comes bashkocha protis. Ukidechsiv, hamar beloy hedif, vahamamit loy hechser. Lahoyrois, she'ein ribui hahishtadlis moyo ma'uma. That really everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'isna b'Yerushalmi, brachis, kolo oime parashas amon. If somebody says the parashas amon, muftach loy shelo yismatum is a noisav. It's a haftocha. It's a haftacha that he's never going to be lacking parnasa. It comes from the Mishnah Berurah. This is where it comes from. Muftach loy, sheloy, yeh, yismatum is oinoisav. The Chavetz Chaim, incidentally, is quoting a Yerushalmi. So this comes from Chazal, this idea to say the parish of the month. But a very important point, and that is, it's not enough to simply say the parish of the month, but the idea is to think about, kidei sheyamin shekom is oinoisav bon bashkocha pratis. Then everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the parish of the month. Regardless, the month which represented the parnas of Klal Yisrael, where was it? It was dafka in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's the place of a Chol Adam La'yir Bayomayet, L'Rames, to this idea that Gimel Mafteichas Le'Nimsru B'Yad Shliach, even B'Yad Malach, and one of them is the Mafteich HaParnasa. And then the Rogachov again adds one more line. He says, the Shulchan, we know, was a school of Ashiras. Haroitza Lahatzvin Yasher. Where was the Shulchan? The Shulchan was in the Heichel. He says, Malachim were allowed to go in the Heichel. The only place a Malach wasn't allowed to go. Argaman was Se'enu Rena from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Argaman referring to the Malachim. Right? They had to be Se'enu Rena from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But in the Heichel, a Malach was allowed to go. He says, what's the Pshat? So he says something fascinating. He says, there's a difference between Parnasa and between Ashiras. When the Gemara says, Gimel Mafteichas Le'nimsru B'Yad Shliach, the Gemara is referring to the Mafteich of Parnasa. Parnasa is what a Yid needs. And every Yid has certain needs that he Pashut has to have. Atta Mishpacha, Merubin Tzarchi Yamcha, that's Parnasa. The Mafteich of Parnasa is like Nimsru B'Yad Shliach. He says, the Mafteich of Ashiras, that was Nimsru B'Yad Shliach. That's a whole different deal. And that's why the Mon, which represented the Parnas of Klal Yisrael, that's the Parshas HaMon, that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with a Chaladim La'yir Bayomayid, even a Malach wasn't allowed to come into the Bayomayid, it was Mamish Lefnei Hashem, that's why it was by the Ari, as opposed to the Shulchan, that was in the Heichel, that was in a place that the Malach is allowed to go. Why? Because the Shulchan, it has a Sheiches to Parnasa, but it's a different punchline. It's Ashiras. Haroitza lahashir yatsvin, the Gemara says. Haroitza not parnasa, lahashir. Ashiras, that's a separate deal. And Ashiras could be in the Heichal. Ashiras was nimsu b'yad shliach. And he says it's for that reason, the Shulchan, and perhaps we can add the Ketairis, that was brought in the Heichal. Those things which was skula for Ashiras, Baruch Hashem Chelu, Paul of Yad of Tirtza, that's something else. That didn't have to do with parnasa. Parnasa l'chud v'ashiras l'chud. Parnasa, that's like nimsu b'yad shliach. That's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For that, this man, that's what that represented. That every person gets what he needs, just as the belief. But ultimately, that's what it's all about. It's a haftacha from the Chafetz Chaim, who's quoting a Yerushalmi. It's not just a school of Ba'alma. It has Shiroshim in Chazal, as opposed to the skula of the Shulchan and the skula of the Ketairis, that's related to Hashiras. That has nothing to do with the Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis. And that's why those avoidis were done in the Heichel, even in a place where a Malach was allowed to go.